It is no secret to any of us in today's culture that there are competing narratives regarding what constitutes something or someone as being good or bad. Far too often, hidden agendas and social influencing make it difficult to distinguish between the two, and this can lead to conflict and division that benefits no one. The belief and teachings of the Catholic faith are no exception to this dynamic. Perhaps you have found yourself explaining or defending our faith with family, friends, or coworkers. Perhaps you have read or seen other Catholics publicly voice their dissent or promote their own beliefs on what the faith should be. Or maybe you know someone who has walked away from the church because her teachings are not with the times. So as we face these challenges, who can we turn to as a source of guidance, inspiration, and strength when we find ourselves discerning and advocating for our faith and what is truly good in accordance with God's will? Today's liturgy encourages us and reminds us that there is only one voice that we should look to, a voice that will guide, inspire, and strengthen us throughout these challenges, the voice of the Good Shepherd, Jesus, and His Holy Catholic Church. As we gather today on this fourth Sunday of Easter, we are reminded that we have a Good Shepherd in heaven who loves us, protects us, feeds us, and watches over us unlike any other. And as the Gospel says, Jesus knows us inside and out, and He willingly lays down His life for His sheep. This is not some hired shepherd doing it for money that is going to run off the first time he sees a wolf. Jesus is the Good Shepherd who will never abandon us despite our faults and weaknesses, because He has a vested interest in us. We belong to Him. We know His voice, and we should always strive to follow His lead. Life is clear when we let Jesus lead us. This Good Shepherd lays down His life willingly for us and has the power to take that life up again. This is who we want guiding us, inspiring us, and strengthening us through all the challenges that we face in life. As we celebrate our loving and protective God today, we also call to mind that we have to be a good shepherd, also means that we must be good sheep. St. Peter reminds us in the first reading that there is no salvation through anyone else other than Jesus. He is the cornerstone on which His holy church is built, and St. John tells us that we are children of God. Through the grace of our baptisms, we are the flock that Jesus gathers. We are the sheep that heed His voice. We are the people entrusted to imitate Jesus and His mission to bring others into His fold. To discover and fulfill our own identity as children of God, and so to experience life as God created us to live it, both now and in eternity, Jesus invites us to imitate Him. The sheep follow because they know My voice. So what steps can we take to be attentive to Jesus' voice? I'd like to share a reflection made by Pope Francis. Listening to and recognizing Jesus' voice implies intimacy with Him, which is consolidated in prayer, in the meeting heart to heart with the Divine Master and Shepherd of our soul. This intimacy with Jesus, this being open, talking with Jesus, strengthens in us the desire to follow Him, to come out of the labyrinth of wrong paths, to abandon selfish behaviors, to set out on the new paths of fraternity and the gift of ourselves in imitation of Him. As we are gathered here today to celebrate Mass in fraternity and charity, each one of us has answered Jesus' voice to have that sacred intimacy with Him and to ask for His guidance, to ask for his inspiration and strength, and to live and share the gospel each and every day of our lives. As we celebrate this heavenly banquet, we hear Jesus' voice in sacred scripture, and we hear his voice as he fills our souls with his grace with the reception of the Eucharist. Friends, hold in your hearts that our Good Shepherd wants you to experience the meaning and joy that comes from discovering and striving to fulfill our vocation as his flock. This is why he came to earth. Jesus reminds us in today's gospel that he also has other sheep that do not yet belong to his fold, those who have not heard his voice and remain adrift throughout the challenges that life presents. Jesus wants them to be under his care and the responsibility to make that a reality, to increase the size of Jesus' flock, rests upon our efforts. And as we strive to fulfill this vocation, there are three areas in our lives that can be a source of guidance, inspiration, and strength to help gather others for our Good Shepherd. First, the way we treat other people. We are sons and daughters of God, and so our manner, our way of holding ourselves, should be full of dignity, generosity, mercy, and joy. If we let God's grace work in our hearts, it will shine through our eyes, our words, our gestures, and we will be living advertisements for our eternal Good Shepherd. The second, our work. Whatever we do, career, studying, hobby, sports, we, as followers of Jesus, should stand out for our responsibility, dependability, and commitment to excellence and integrity. The third, our words. Like St. Peter in today's first reading, we should always be ready to use our words to spread truth, hope, and encouragement, to light or feed the fire of faith in the hearts of those around us, and to follow the teachings of Jesus' holy church. Friends, let us be good sheep. Let us be obedient in the very best sense of that word, and be full of faith and trust. Let us listen for Jesus' voice in our lives always, and heed his commands and his warnings. Let us accept Jesus' care and his protection with humility, grace, and gratitude. For in the words of St. John Paul II, who was canonized 7 years ago this upcoming week, what a blessing it is to know Christ, the Good Shepherd, to know him as the Redeemer who laid down his life for the sheep, to know him as the risen Lord, the source of everlasting joy and life. What a blessing it is to know the Good Shepherd and to believe in him. This gift of faith is the greatest blessing we can ever receive in life. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we need to let go of? What are those things that we can do to always listen to Jesus' voice each and every day of our lives?